This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. Each module has two tracks. The first will give you information about the subject. The next one is a practical skills track, which can be listened to regularly to help you build your learning. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist. Where any form of physical exertion is involved, it's advisable to proceed carefully. If you experience any discomfort, stop. If you're in doubt, consult your doctor.
If you're trying to get over acute back pain, which is also known as short-term back pain, it's crucial to understand why your back is hurting in the first place. Even acute back pain can be very painful, so people sometimes jump to conclusions and assume the worst. However, muscle tension, weakness, and oversensitivity are by far the most common causes. It is seldom caused by a slipped disc or arthritis, nor torn muscles, trapped nerves, or stuck joints. So dealing with acute back pain is easier than you might think, as long as you know how. This audio program is brought to you by DPP Health at Work, the UK's specialist provider of health and well-being information. In the next few minutes, we'll be giving you the information you need to help you understand why your back is sore so that you can deal with it effectively and get back in control of your life. Our back expert, Dr. David Peters, will take you through a mobilization exercise, which will give you the confidence to get moving and ease the pain. Back pain is seldom caused by anything more serious than muscle strain. However, there are a number of red flags or warning signs which would suggest something more serious than simple mechanical back pain might be going on and would need urgent investigation. So if any of the following applies to you, then you should speak to your doctor as soon as possible. You have severe pain which gets worse instead of better over time. You feel quite unwell in addition to your back pain. You have difficulty passing or controlling urine. Numbness around your back passage or genitals. Numbness, pins and needles or weakness in your legs. You are unsteady on your feet. The pain follows a violent injury such as a road traffic accident. You have cancer or have had it in the past. You're on steroids. You are a drug abuser or have HIV. You have lost significant weight. You continue to have great difficulty bending forwards after a week. You have developed an obvious deformity of your spine. Almost all acute back pain settles on its own, but you should also see your doctor, either for a first visit or a follow-up, if it has been going on for more than 4 to 6 weeks. 90% of people do recover completely within 6 weeks. And 70% of people who take sick leave because of low back pain get back to work within a week. Even though quite painful episodes usually get better after a few weeks with little or no treatment other than some painkillers, yet further bouts are very common. You may have experienced this for yourself. However, persistent, disabling, long-term back pain is much more unusual. And even this will often respond well to the right treatment, like exercise and stress management programs. So what is the usual cause of simple back pain? Most of us have had backache at some time. A careless overstretch or a clumsy lift and we feel something go. This feeling is usually due to a sudden muscle contraction. Acute back pain usually sets in when back muscles get into a vicious circle of pain and tension. Back muscles tense up to protect you from overdoing it, and weak or oversensitive muscles do this too easily. But the trouble is, this ends up being painful in itself. So what's going on? Well, even normal unstrained muscles that don't get to move for a while tend to tighten up a little. Think how you feel if you've stayed in bed too long, or if you've been sitting concentrating for hours at a time. When you get up, you may feel a bit stiff or achy, or even get cramp. And when muscles that are already sore and oversensitive and tense are allowed to stay still for long, they will feel even more painful when you first move. So while you might feel bed rest is the obvious option, resist this temptation, or at least keep it to a bare minimum. And if you really have to lie down, then make sure you do some gentle mobilizing exercises to maintain muscle flexibility and blood flow. In the very first phase, soon after an acute spasm, you really might have to rest up. If so, don't follow the old-fashioned advice about lying flat on a firm surface. The best position for you is the one that makes you feel least uncomfortable. You might need pillows to support you while you let your body's alarm system settle down. You might find that lying flat is only okay if you have a pillow under your knees, because that can help to relax the lower back. Lying on your side may feel a lot easier if you have your uppermost knee bent with a pillow underneath it to support it and prevent you from having to twist at the waist. Mild painkillers are very helpful if you've got acute back pain, because they damp down this oversensitivity and take the edge off the pain so that you can gradually get going with your mobilization routine. Some people find a cold pack, like a big pack of frozen peas wrapped in a single layer of bath towel, placed on or under their back, helps them relax their back when it's acutely painful. And using a relaxation technique to ease the tension can be very effective. At first, and perhaps for some time after acute back pain begins, you will probably need to loosen up slowly after you've been asleep or sitting for a while. The mobilization routine later in this audio information will tell you how. But at first, you might find that the simple act of getting out of bed seems to be more than you can manage. The least painful way of doing this involves rolling onto your side so that you can use your arms to push you upright. And then, by letting your legs hang over the side of the bed, you should find that your weight acts as a counterweight so that you can swing upright without having to use your back muscles much. Once you're sitting upright, take a little time to rock your pelvis gently to free the low back up a little. Lean forward so that your upper body's weight is supported partly by your hands and forearms. Then use your hips and knees as well as your arms and hands to push yourself upright. You will find it helps to use your hands and arms to climb up your thighs. Once upright, take some time to actively relax and mobilize your low back by rocking your pelvis and doing very gentle hula hoop movements. Standing at the sink to wash or clean your teeth can easily provoke pain and spasm. So take particular care to use your arms to support your upper body weight on the sink, and be sure to bend your knees rather than to try to stoop and bend over to reach the sink. When you're able to mobilize and stand reasonably comfortably, you're ready to begin using the back mobilization routine that our back expert, Dr. David Peters, will take you through at the end of this audio program. If you do your mobilization routine regularly and take paracetamol every 6 hours, the very acute spasmy phase should always pass pretty quickly. But if you're not getting around fairly easily after a week and can't rest at night, then you should certainly get some professional advice. Sometimes, if you've got a nasty episode of acute back pain, it helps to have a practitioner get you mobile. There's general agreement nowadays that massage and manipulation can help acute back pain that's not getting better at around 4 weeks, though many people believe it helps to see a manipulator like a physiotherapist, osteopath, chiropractor earlier on. Whether it does isn't clear from the research, because given that acute back pain usually clears itself up anyway, it's hard to judge exactly what's helping. Now I understand what's going on, what should I do? It's best to keep as active as you can. It's very likely that your first movements will be quite achy to start with. But now that you understand why, it will feel safer to gently overcome the tightness. Even if it's a painful spasm, careful mobilizing movements will let the tight muscles slowly loosen up and lengthen out. Then they will relax a bit, become less irritable, and so less prone to sudden spasm. As they relax, their blood circulation, which was restricted by the tension, improves too, so that cramping and irritability is reduced further.